This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. We start the program every week with the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, Brooke Stockburger. How you doing, Brooke?
Doing well. How about yourself,
Fred? I'm doing great. We're getting started this week, and we've got a lot to get through, so I want to get right to it. And actually, we start on the cover with a story that we didn't get a chance to cover this week, so I'm glad you guys covered it at the Las Cruces Bulletin. Folks can read all about it in today's paper. White Sands Missile Range has a new commander. You have all the details.
Yeah, General Timothy Coffin is his name, and he's coming to us via California, where he's been stationed. And they had their welcoming ceremony this past week, and we got an art of that and a little write-up about General Coffin coming. He was at Vandenberg Air Force Base, and he served as deputy commander there for Joint Functional. Let me read this so I get it right. Joint Functional Component Command for Space. That sounds very interesting. I think so. So he's
sure
obviously
does.
A man of many talents. he's been in the Army for like three decades and everything. So now he's the latest one here to run White Sands Missile Range. And hopefully soon we'll get a chance to sit down with him and talk. And I'm sure you guys will be trying to do that as well and get to know him a little bit better.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear a profile of his background some more, since he sounds like he's done a lot of interesting things. And also how he'll manage the changes that are sure to occur at White Sands. I mean, this has been a real concern, I'm sure, for this area with such a dependence on military employment.
Yeah, it sure has. And we've seen so many things in the last couple of years going on over there. There was going to be a big buildup, and then there wasn't, and then there was sequestration, and contractors have had issues. They've had to go up and down in staffing, and so. But yet, there's still a lot more to go on with unmanned vehicles, like unnamed. I almost said unmanned vehicle testing and everything that's going to be going on over there. So it's a very interesting time to be in charge, and so we'll see what his thoughts are.
Okay, we'll look for it, and of course, that's a great segue to our next story in your news section this week. With cutbacks in the military spending and in manufacturing jobs, there is a lot more reliance on service jobs in our economy here and across the nation. And all over the country, cities, states, counties have been looking at raising the minimum wage because, of course, the federal government has failed to do so. And in Las Cruces, this may turn out, Brooke, I would say, to be if not the biggest story of 2014, probably in the top three for sure. And that is this incredible movement that has occurred to raise the minimum wage. It looks like we're going to have a chance to vote on that in November because they got far more than the number of signatures required. Now we wait over the next month for these signatures to be validated, but they only need about 2,250 to be validated. They've collected over 6,000, so it certainly looks good for the group CAFE.
Yeah, they definitely collected way more than they needed to, so they'll get those validated. And two things then will happen. Either it will go on the ballot to raise the minimum wage up to, I think it's $10.10 an hour, or the city council can just adopt it. So, it could skip the election altogether. I really don't anticipate the city council doing that. They've already had their own compromise measure that they voted on to raise the minimum wage less than that, up to, was it $8.50 an hour?
$8.50 by 2016. This ballot initiative would raise it to $10.10 an hour by 2017. So both of them were gradual increases. And as you say, no one would expect that the council would pass this. They would simply it would simply go on the ballot because there hasn't been any report of movement among the four members who voted for the $8.50.
So. No, but it'll be very interesting now. This is going to be a really big campaign. It's going to be, like you said, very much in the forefront of everybody's attention as we have all the other campaign issues going on. But this is going to be a really big one in our area. And it'll be interesting to see what the turnout is, if this increases turnout, and what the people are going to say about voting for the increase in minimum wage. And so that's definitely something to keep our eyes on going forward here. And the clerk's office has, I think you said, maybe 20 days to verify everything and get that up and going. And so CAFE is still pushing forward with this plan. Obviously, most business owners that I've spoken with are not very happy with this. jumping up the minimum wage, especially several dollars an hour. Now, that's, like you said, it's going to come in over several years, but that increases not only your payroll expense, but your payroll taxes and all that sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens, and then we'll be watching over the succeeding years, if this does pass, the effects, the actual economic effect. As you know, many economists say actually this could be a net benefit for the local economy, because folks who make the minimum wage tend to spend all of their income. Others saying, well, no, let's wait and see, because this is quite a large increase, even though it comes over a couple of years. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, NMSU economist Chris Erickson, who you know well, has said he barely, just past 50%, but barely sort of supports. He thinks it should happen. But he does admit there will be, you know, what you call collateral damage. There will be some small businesses that will go under that just can't swallow the increase in wages. So, you know, people even who support it admit that there will be some bumps. But we'll see. I don't have the answer for that myself.
We'll just have to watch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of business, Bottom Line is in the Las Cruces Bulletin this week. It's the insert from the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Las Cruces. And they are on the cover talking about something that they're involved in for career readiness.
Yeah, they're doing a variety of different things. They're having a thing they call boot camp coming up to get ready. I don't think you're going to have to do push-ups in the mud or anything. Hopefully not. That might prepare you for something. I don't know if it prepares you to work. But they're going to have these things that take place on July 16th, July 30th, and then in September as well. At Doniana Community College is where they're going to be taking place at different campuses. And what they try to do is bring companies and prospective employees together. And all the training, you'll learn about how to interview, how to get along with workers, workplace do's and don'ts, and workplace etiquette, and all that sort of stuff. So they're trying to prepare people to get ready to be employees.
Yeah. So-called soft skills, which apparently for a lot of people are hard to learn the soft skills, because they're things that are very critical to not only getting a job, but keeping a job.
Well, it's amazing and I know you have too, when you talk to people in the community, you talk to business owners and stuff, how much of a problem they have with some of these things. Just things that seem very simple and obvious, maybe to some of us, aren't to other people. Showing up on time. Maybe imagine this, getting there a little bit early. I know, stop
and
it. I'm running away.
Late.
I'm getting crazy here. But also, if you're going to miss a day of work, calling in.
Yeah, right.
At least pretending to call in sick.
Exactly.
I talk to so many business workers who have employees who just don't show up.
Yeah, no call, no show, as they say. And that's in any job I've had, you're fired. And I've heard the amazing story that with the in some industries in particular, the shortage of labor, sometimes folks get a second and maybe even a third chance.
They put up with it.
So.
And business owners have told me they have trouble finding enough good labor that they'll put up with some of the stuff that they normally wouldn't
have in the past. So interesting stuff. Well, that's a great opportunity. So folks who want to take advantage of that training, you can check out the Bottom Line section in the Las Cruces Bulletin for all the details. Sports this week, we have a couple of stories, a big annual event. Let's begin with that, Burger Time and their golf tournament.
Yes, the 21st year, it's Burger Time golf tournament. It started back in 1993 as a way to raise some money for football programs, to make them more competitive, high school football programs, that is, more competitive with programs around the state. And it's grown into this monster. It's really the ideal for fundraising using a golf tournament. And last year they raised nearly $300,000 on their 20th anniversary.
Wow.
And it used to be just for the high school football programs. Now it raises money for all kind of activities. And it's just a really going concern. It starts on Thursday, and it's a 3 or 4 day event. And every year it's just really big. It's at Sonoma Ranch Golf Course.
Ah, okay.
And lots of people turn out, and it raises money for all the local high school activities.
All right, so get out there on the links and enjoy that, the Burger Time golf tournament. You also had an opportunity to cover a story this week about a local a bodybuilding team. I didn't know there was one, so they compete. And tell me about this.
Aha, see, you're interested, aren't you?
I am.
Something, you know, in the summer is a good time to talk to people you don't normally get a chance to. And bodybuilders aren't somebody you normally get a chance to. So I thought it'd be a fun story for the summer. And we have multiple bodybuilders here around town. And this was a group of 9 people who work out at one gym. And they went recently to Albuquerque and competed. They brought home more than 20 trophies in various categories and various placements. And one gentleman, who this was his first show, he even qualified to go to a national event. Wow. In Las Vegas, Nevada. And they're trying to raise up some money to see if he can go and compete. But it's very interesting. A lot of these people who sort of said they wanted to get into, be healthy, and never in a million years thought they would become bodybuilders. But they just found their way to this location and started doing it. And then it gets under your skin. It's very hard work.
Kind of like running. You know, I go out and pick my wife up in the early morning, and I always see the same folks running every morning.
Right.
You know,
I thought you were going to say you go running.
Becomes an addiction.
I'm impressed.
No, I'm not a runner. You knew that.
I was getting ready to say, wow, I run when the ice cream trucks go past.
I run to the restaurants. That's the problem. Okay, business section this week, we have an opportunity for possible entrepreneurs in the area. It's interesting. The labs are working with the Small Business Administration.
Yeah, we have the two big labs here in town. I mean, here in the state, you know, Sandia and Los Alamos, and they do a lot of work. A lot of people don't realize this, but they help entrepreneurs get off the ground here in New Mexico. And sometimes there are different programs. Let's say you have an idea for a company or a product, and but you can't quite get it going. You have some technical problems. You know, there's Arrowhead here in Las Cruces that can help you do that. And also Arrowhead works with the labs too. So these different groups sort of all work together, and you can go and they can help you with technical advice and how to get things going. And
that's great.
It's very interesting.
So the alert is out there for budding entrepreneurs listening. Go to the Las Cruces Bulletin and you can check out all the details of how to get involved with the Small Business Administration and this partnership with the labs. We got about 2 minutes left, so let's go to Life is Good in Las Cruces. And on the Life section, Zach Hansen has a review of a much-awaited sequel to the Transformers series. These are really visually amazing films. And so it doesn't surprise me that this film has been an absolute blockbuster. I heard, I think, worldwide over $400 million already. And but unfortunately, Zach doesn't sound like he had a very good time.
Yeah. Overwhelming disaster are his exact words. So almost 3 hours of just terrible, terrible, terrible movie, according to his opinion.
This got an F, didn't it?
Yeah, he didn't even muster
a D.
Lowest grade he could give it. F. No plot, just CGI.
He lets it all hang out. I mean, he tells you what he thinks.
He's no wilting flower when it comes to these, but no. You know, he says Michael Bay, who made this movie, has made a lot of bad movies, but this one's pretty much at the pinnacle of bad movies.
Okay. Well, less than a minute to go. We have a couple of other things in life this week. Real quickly, summer classes for kids in Las Cruces.
The city has the different, you know, the city museums and art galleries and that sort of stuff. They have courses for the kids. So you want the kids to do something, get out. There's a bunch of them, so you can get the information.
And you can still sign up. It's not too late.
So some of them haven't even started yet.
You'll find that in the Life section, Arts and Entertainment. Check it out. If you want the kids to do something other than stay at home and complain that there's nothing to do. Brooke Stockberger, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke, it's always great.